who came early in the morning to hear you. Oh God of mercy, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that your people will hear you today. Lord, reveal your word. The Bible says God reveal his word. God reveal himself to Samuel by the word of God. Let God reveal himself to you today, that breakthrough will happen. Breaking forth on every side will be your portion. Father, this we pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Amen. Please, you are welcome. Be seated. You are welcome to your wealthy place. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. I want you to take out your Bible and your writing material. I want you to write today. And I believe that this month will become a turning point in your life.
Amen.
Now, last month, we took time to really give God some quality praise. And I believe things are set in motion for your benefits in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Amen.
Glory to God. This month is our month of break forth on every side. Break forth or breaking forth on every side. We are breaking forth on every side. Listen to me, people of God. It is my heritage. It is your heritage and mine to break forth on every side. It is our heritage to break forth on every side in Christ Jesus. Breaking forth in your marriage, breaking forth in your career, breaking forth in your academics, breaking forth in your relationship, breaking forth in your finances, just name it, breaking forth in your health, in every area that you are involved in. God expects us to break forth. It is our heritage in Christ Jesus. That's what the Bible says. This month, we are going to dwell mostly on three scriptures. Number one is found in Isaiah chapter 54, verse 4. Hallelujah. Very, very important. Glory to God. Amen.
Amen.
We are going to break forth on every side. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus is Lord. I think that's found in verse 2, actually, not verse 4. Enlarge the place of your tent. We are going to break forth. I like the King James Version. He said we shall enlarge our tents in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Verse 3. For you shall spread out to the right and to the left. Verse 3. We shall going to dwell on that scripture. And secondly, we shall be dwelling on 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. And thirdly, we shall be dwelling on Romans chapter 8, verse 28. These three scriptures are the foundation for us to break forth on every side. Once again, can I hear somebody say, it is my heritage in Christ Jesus?
It is my heritage in Christ Jesus.
To break forth on every side.
To break forth on every side.
It is my heritage.
It is my heritage.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
To break forth.
To break forth.
On every side.
On every side.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Please, I want us to know that destiny is an adventure. It's not a destination. It's an adventure. Amen.
Amen.
And I want you to sincerely thank God for where you are today. Wherever you are today, appreciate God for it. Thank God for it. But most importantly, what God has in store for you is beyond human comprehension. It may not look like it today, but that is the eternal truth. What God has for your future, what God has for you, in store for you, is far much more than the human mind can comprehend. That's why you really need spiritual sensitivity this month. To be able to accept what God is saying to us. Look at the scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9. The Bible says, as it is written, but as it is written, eye has not seen, nor ear heard, nor have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. The things that God has prepared for you. Eyes have not seen, Josh. Ears have not heard. That's what the Bible says. Neither entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for you. So it doesn't matter what you have achieved today. It doesn't matter where you have come to in your life today. God is saying that I should tell you specifically that what he has in store for you, what is on the way coming to you. There are things that eyes have not seen,
Amen.
Ears have not heard,
Amen.
Neither enter into the heart of man, the things that is coming your way. And you will receive them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You will receive them in Jesus' name.
Amen.
To back up that scripture, Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. He says, the path of the just, the one that has been justified, and you and I have been just, we have been justified. The Bible says the path of the just is as the shining light that shines more and more unto a perfect day. That is to say, yesterday can never be as good as today. Never. That's why I'm saying to you that this month will be one of your best months. It will be your best month ever in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
It will be your best month ever in Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Why? Because the path of the just is as the shining light. Oh, you say, oh, I remember when I used to have this, when I used to have that. What God is bringing your way is going to be far better than what you have left behind.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Please let me say it very clearly. You have not seen anything yet. No. The best is on its way coming.
Amen.
Look at your neighbor and say, the best is on its way coming.
The best is on its way coming.
In Christ Jesus, if you know what God has kept for his people, it's amazing. In fact, Apostle Paul had to tell the people to pray that they will know the glorious inheritance that we have in Christ Jesus. How glorious is the inheritance? He said we should pray that we will know how glorious is God's inheritance in us, the saints. We will pray that we can understand it. Matthew chapter 5, for instance, verse 13, 14, he says we are the salt of the earth. We are the salt of the earth. That means we cannot be corrupted when they are corrupted. We cannot. When they are going down. Because salt is to preserve. Salt preserve. No. I mean, my stepmom used to sell meat a lot. In fact, my mom sells meat. We use salt to preserve meat in those days. When we put salt all over the meat, you can bring that same meat. 4 months later, the meat is still going to be fresh. Only that it will be salty, so you need to put it in water, wash it very well, cook it, get the salt out, and it becomes as fresh. Why? The salt preserved it. We are to preserve this earth from decadence. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
And look at it again, verse 14. He said, you are the light of this world. Now, everywhere is dark. If we turn off this light now. The Bible says we are the one to give light to this world. We are the light of this world. We are to show people the way. We are to give direction. Light gives direction. We are to give direction to people. So you can imagine the kind of heritage you have in Christ Jesus. And finally in that scripture, he said, you are a city set upon the hill. Not in the valley. You are set upon the hill. You cannot be hidden. You can't. If they try to even hide you, they cannot. They try to want to make sure that you don't rise. They don't have the opportunity. They cannot do it. This is an eternal verdict from God. That you are the light of the world. A city set upon the hill. A pace setter. That's what God has called us for. Hallelujah. So, for us to break forth on every side, we shall be looking at the force of love every Wednesday. We shall be looking at the force of love. So today we are looking at the force of love, part one. For us to break forth on every side. We are a people of equal destiny in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus, he didn't create one person better than the other. No one person is created better than you. We are all the same in Christ Jesus. You are not common because your skin is black. You are not common because your skin is brown. No, you are not common. You are unique. You are a blessed person. Every man that God created, white, brown, blue, yellow, black, whatever color, everyone that God created is a unique person in the eyes of God. It is very, very important. And if you are born again, you have been redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Any Christian you see today that is doing very, very well, it is the same blood of the Lamb that redeemed that Christian that redeemed you. Any Christian you see today, oh, I wish I can be like that pastor. That pastor was redeemed by the same blood that redeemed you. And I want you to understand that. So what is the difference? It is the working knowledge of the covenant that we have. The working knowledge of the covenant that we have that makes the difference. My people, God's word says, are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Maybe you have knowledge, but the knowledge you have is not enough. He said for lack of it. He didn't just say for knowledge. He said for lack of knowledge. So it is very, very important that this week, this month, you get into God, show me the working knowledge of your word. Show me the working knowledge of your word. You know, we have been blessed in such a way that our results should be 1,000 times more. If it's not 1,000 times more, it should be 100-fold. If it's not 100-fold, it should be 60-fold. If it's not 60-fold, it should be 30-fold. We are not permitted to have 0-fold. That means failure is eradicated in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Failure is eradicated in Christ Jesus. That's why we must have a working knowledge of the word of God. You know the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, it says the people without understanding, they wander into the graveyard. The people without understanding. That's why we must do everything to get into understanding. We must do everything for understanding to come our way. One of the ways that we get this good understanding is found in the book of Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night. This book of the law must become your friend. If you want to have a working knowledge of the word of God, this book must become your reference point. How did they do it? How did they respond? What was the response? How did God do it? There is nothing in life that is challenging you today that is not in this book called the Bible. There's nothing. So he said, this book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall observe, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have good success. People of God, all you and I need to be a good success on this side of eternity is this book called the Bible. The Bible is all you need to break forth on every side, and thank God you have the Bible. On all sides, we are expected to break forth. And that shall be your testimony this month in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
But one thing you must do is this. You must find out what the Bible says you should do and do it. You must find out what it says you should do and do. Just follow it. Passionately. And nothing will fail in your hands. That's why I said it is failure proof. To be a child of God is failure proof. If you will do what he says. And it is so important that we get to do what he says. And do it passionately. Don't just do it because you have to do it. No, do it because you, as far as you are concerned, this is your life. I once said to a group of men, I said to them, I said, look, I'm not taking this thing easily. I'm taking it because this is my life. So I'm taking it seriously. I don't know how you people see this, but this is my life. I don't have any other life other than this. You must begin to see the gospel as that. It is what defines every other thing in your life. It is the gospel that defines every other thing in your life. It defines your health. It defines your prosperity. It defines the peace you will have in your heart. It defines everything about you. So you must take it like a business. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Everything you need in life to live a life of godliness and contentment is in this book called the Bible. So we can see in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 8, the Bible tells us that love does not fail. So when I say that's failure proof, is failure proof. To be a child of God is failure proof. The one child of God that will be a failure proof is the one that is walking in the love of God. And because love cannot fail, he cannot fail. So I say to you, you shall not fail.
Amen.
You shall not fail.
Amen.
The failure proof value is the love of God. When you walk in the love of God, you become a failure proof entity. Where others are going down, you shall go up.
Amen.
Where others are going down, you shall go up.
Amen.
Let me give you the scripture because it is clear. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. Jesus said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. Not some of your heart. Matthew chapter 22 verse 37. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart. With all your soul. And with all your mind, you shall love the Lord your God with all your soul, with all your mind. It is so important. This is what gives you the failure-proof entity. It comes to a place where it is impossible for you to fail in whatever you do. The Bible says, whatsoever he doeth, whatsoever he doeth, he shall prosper. That is a place that responds to you because you have come to a situation where you love God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. You see, this is the difference in Christianity. We are all Christians, but how many love God like the way Jesus is saying? Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Romans chapter 8. Let's look at Romans chapter 8. Open to Romans chapter 8. Look at verse 28. Verse 28 says, and we know. Not that we believe. We know. Somebody say we know.
We know.
We know that all things work together for good. To those who love God. To those who are called according to his purpose. Did you see that? Now, all of us are called. If you are a child of God, if you are born again, you are called. But is it everybody that loves God? No. Everybody is called, but not everybody loves God. But the Bible says here, we know that all things work together. Somebody say all things.
All things.
Marriage will work together for our good.
Amen.
Is somebody hearing that? Marriage will work together for our good. Work will work together for our good. Finances will work together for our good. All things will work together. Somebody say all things.
All things.
I want you to understand what the scripture meant. It's very, very, you see, the love of God is something that is a force that cannot be contended against when you are operating in it. People will fall for your sake. They will rise up against you and they will fall for your sake. Why? Because God becomes your fortress when we walk in the love of God. He said, and we know that all things work together for good. Even when you make a genuine mistake, God will turn it for your good. Because he knows you made a mistake. But that is because you have decided long ago, you've decided to walk in the love of God. He said, we know that all things, it may not look like it physically, in the eyes of people, but I tell you the truth, as long as you are walking in this love of God, all things are working together for your good. So, loving God and doing what he says to do is the best bargain of your life. So please, let's embrace this first commandment. The first commandment is that you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. When you come to that place, you have stepped into the arena of all things being added to you. All things shall be added. Deuteronomy chapter 28 verse 1. He said, now it shall come to pass, if you diligently obey the voice of the Lord your God, to observe carefully all his commandments which I commanded you, that the Lord your God will set thee high above the earth. High above the earth. And verse 2 says, and all these blessings shall come upon thee and overtake thee. All these blessings. What others are struggling to get will be given to you cheaply. But that is on the premise that you have made up your mind to truly love God. You are not ashamed of him. You are proud of the God that you serve. I don't even see any reason why somebody should be ashamed of God. Can you imagine that? Your father, the Bible says that the street where your father dwells, where you and I, we are going to dwell when we finish on this earth. The Bible says the streets are paved with gold, pure gold, not even adulterated gold, pure gold. Is somebody to be proud of? Hallelujah. This is for all believers. All believers is entitled to this kind of blessing. But the difference between a 1,000 times and more, a 100-fold, a 60-fold, a 30-fold, the difference is in our love for God. Our love for God. Some love varies up. I mean, the love of God for some people is that they go to church. For them, that's the love of God. But for some others, it goes farther than that. You see, when you begin to operate in this level I'm talking about, you won't need any human connection. You won't need any human connection. You won't need anybody to connect you to your greatness. When you walk in the love of God, God takes over your affairs. So it is very important this month, if you are going to walk in this heritage of breaking forth on every side, then please walk in the love of God and see what the force of love can do in your life. You don't need any human connection. All you need is God. All you need is God. Let me say it again. All you need is God. I'm telling you the truth. When you get God on your side, the Bible says all things work together for the good. Everything, not some things, everything. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 16. The Bible says, therefore, from now on, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we have known Christ according to flesh, yet now we know him thus no longer. That is no more flesh connection. No more. God is God. God is the only thing. Look, God is all you and I need. And thank God he's available. Look at your neighbor and say, God is on my side.
God is on my side.
And I am with God.
And I am with God.
Who you know is irrelevant in the race of life in the kingdom of God. You know, especially where we are coming, not even where we are coming from, all over the world. You know, you need to know somebody to be able to go higher. When you know Christ, that is all you have. He has the longest of legs. The Bible says he sits in the heaven and he puts his feet on the earth as his footstool. Is that not the longest of legs?
It is.
It is the longest of legs. That's the longest, that's the best connection you and I need. So, this love I'm talking about, this force of love I'm talking about, before I show you the force of what this love can do, let me tell you, this love of God is loving God, is giving your heart to God unreservedly. Giving your heart to God unreservedly. That is, you come to a place, you say, God, what you say is what I will do. I don't mind any other thing. What you say, God, is what I will do. Where you send me, I will go. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 26. He said, my son, give me your heart. This is God speaking. My son, give me your heart. When you do, your eyes will observe my ways. Your eyes will see what I will do. The Bible says he made his ways known to Moses and the acts to the children of Israel. When you give him your heart, you begin to see the wonders of God. Giving God your heart is so important. And I'm praying and I'm believing that you will come to that place where you can fully say, truly, in all sincerity, my heart, without a doubt, is for God. My heart, without a doubt, is for God. And number two, you must love what he loves. Number two, you must love what he loves. This is true love. Number one is loving God unreservedly. What you say is what I will do. Where you send me, I will go. Number two, you love what God loves. And what does God love? God loves people. God loves people. God loves souls. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. John chapter 3 verse 16. God loves people. God loves people. God loves people. Therefore, you must begin to love what your father loves. You must love what he loves. That's why David said, do I not hate what you hate? He was talking to God. Equally, he loves what God loves. That's why he hates what God hates. Did you see that? In John chapter 21, from verse 15 to 17, he said, Peter, do you love me? Feed my lamb. Peter, do you love? Peter said, yes. God, you know that I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Go after my sheep. Take care of my sheep. And Jesus came and told us, there are many sheep that is not in this fold. We must bring them in. There are many sheep outside of the fold. We must bring them in. Peter, go after them. That is loving what God loves. Number three, love is God first lifestyle. When you say, I am in love with God, that means you are giving your lifestyle. It is God first lifestyle. God's first lifestyle. Matthew chapter 22 verse 38. Because of time, we won't be able to read that. But you can read that later on. Matthew chapter 22 verse 38. God's first lifestyle. Number four, there is the kingdom priority lifestyle, where the kingdom becomes your first priority. This is genuine love for God. Do you say you love God? If you say you love God, then you must show this kingdom priority lifestyle. Number one, there's the God first lifestyle, where you put God first in all things. Now, this one is talking of kingdom priority, where you put the kingdom of God first. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things again shall be added unto you. These things that people are dying for, these things that people are pursuing, the Bible says it shall be added to you and I, because we have made God our first love. Number five. Matthew chapter 22 verse 38. That's the scripture for number three. Number five, placing God above all else, including yourself. Placing God above all else, including yourself, is true love for God. That is, you place God above all, above your husband, above your wife, above your children, including yourself. You place God above all. Luke chapter 14, verse 26 to 27. Jesus said, you must hate every other thing, including your own life, if you must follow me. Including your own life. And what is in this love? What will this love? What is the force of this love? Let's just look at 4 points and then we take the communion very quickly. What is the force in this love? What does this love do to you and I? I think I would better phrase it. What will this love do for you and I? What will it do for you and I? This love of God. Number one, love gives you access to revelation. Love gives you access to revelation. Why do you think professors, they read the Bible yet they don't understand it? They don't have the love of God. As intelligent as they are academically, they read the Bible but they don't understand it. They cannot fathom it. Why? They don't have the love of God. But you see, when you have the love of God, when you read, you begin to understand. You begin to see the way God sees. You now see things the way God sees them. You will be hearing things from the Bible the way God hears them. That because you love God. Are you understanding that? It is very, very important. And you know, revelation is the reason why people rise in the gospel. Revelation is the reason why people rise in the gospel. I watched a short movie 2 days ago of a man who went to church in the early, I don't know if it's early something, early 20s, I think 1920 something or thereabout. He went to church and he heard his pastor say, except a corn fall to the ground and dies, the corn abideth alone. And the man left church and he told his wife, he said, I want to take God by his word. Practically by his word. And the man took a cubic of grain, very small grain, and decided to plant 3 feet by 8 feet. It's not big. It's just something like here. He called people to come and see it. And they came. They saw. He planted. The next harvest, yeah, they came. They harvested it. He took the tithe of it, sold it, gave the money to the church, which wasn't much because it was a small thing. And all the rest, he planted it again. And Henry Ford heard about what was going on. Henry Ford decided to give him his land to use as farming. And I tell you the truth, that by the fifth year, by the sixth year, if you see what happened, you wouldn't believe it. The man was blessed with about $280,000, while his colleagues, in the same condition, they made $21,000. Listen to me. Revelation will bring you to your place of destination. Revelation will bring you to your place of authority. Go for revelation. That guy got a revelation as his pastor was speaking. I am praying as I'm talking today, God will grant you a revelation.
Amen.
It is so important. The Bible says, Job says he triumphed by the light of God that was upon him. He said, when the secret of God was upon me, when the secret of God was upon me, arise and shine, for thy light is come. When light comes, you shine. What is light? Revelation. Isaiah chapter 60 verse 1 and 2 and 3 and so on and so forth. When revelation comes, and you see, without love, you don't have access to revelation. It takes the love of God burning in your heart. Suddenly, give and it shall be given unto you that you have been read. If we make so much meaning that you are so convinced in your heart, suddenly you are so convinced of the place of tithing. You will just, it's not a matter of law, it's a matter of the love of God to obey the word of God. It is so important, please, that you do that. He said, the people that do know their God, they have knowledge. That's revelation again. They shall be strong and do exploits. Number two, love empowers our faith for maximum delivery. Love will empower your faith. That's why the Bible says faith works by love. Without love, your faith is crippled. Your faith cannot stand the test of time without love. That's why, in fact, your faith can fail. But with love supporting your faith, it becomes a giant, it becomes a rock, like a fortress of God himself. 1 Corinthians chapter 13 verse 1 to 3, you see all those things there. He said, even though a man is this, he can speak in this, but if he has not love, he's nothing. He gives all his property out, he has not love, he's nothing. Nothing. Galatians chapter 5 verse 6, he says, faith works by love. Faith works by love. Please, people of God, let's love God. Number three, so important. Number three, so important, is that love facilitates answers to our prayers. You have so prayed. But you see, when we love God, it gives us the ability to receive answers from God. Please. It's very, very important. Job was a man that he prayed even for his enemies. People who were taunting him, people who were bringing him down. He prayed for them. He forgave his enemies. It takes love for you to look at somebody who has been dealing with you and say, I forgive you. I still love you. It takes the love of God. And when you come to that place, God had to answer Job and gave Job twice because of the love of God operating in his heart. It's very, very important, please. Very, very important. Amen.
Amen.
And finally, before we take the communion tonight, love. This love of God gives you and I access to the wisdom from above. What is making people to succeed today? Wisdom. Wisdom. And what wisdom can be better than the wisdom that is from God? The Bible says, by wisdom, God created all things. By wisdom, by his wisdom, he made all things. Psalms 104, verse 24. So it is so important that we love God. Look at 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. Solomon loved the Lord. And what started happening? Wisdom started operating in his life. Wisdom started operating. The Bible says he was more than the men of his time. Men like Ethan, men like Shukor. In fact, because of time, just write it down so you can read it later on. 1 Kings chapter 4, verse 29 to 34. You see, these are men with wisdom, but the Bible says the wisdom Solomon operated with excelled all these other people, that they had to come to hear the wisdom of Solomon. Why? The secret is found in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 3. And Solomon loved the Lord. Solomon loved the Lord. Please, make up your mind to love God. Loving God is not a gift from heaven. It is a choice you and I make. It is a choice that we make. Loving God is a choice. Daniel made that choice. Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were not the only Hebrew boys in that kingdom. But these four boys, they made a choice. The Bible says Daniel purposed in his heart not to defile himself. Loving God is a choice. And I'm praying that as you choose to love God, to love what he loves, to go after what he loves, you may not be able to go out now preaching and everywhere, but at least you can pray in your house. Oh God, let your rain come upon this land. Let this land be given to Christ. Let this land be given to Christ, oh God. Oh Father, as you just engage like that before your Father, you know something about God? He himself can do it, but he's giving you. You see, God doesn't use people. He's looking for people to bless, not for people to use. Because he himself can do it. But he's looking for opportunity to bless you and I. So he said, come on, girl, go do it. Come on, my daughter, go do it. My son, go do it. God is not looking for whom he will use. Is looking for someone to bless. Remember, after he used Peter's boat, he blessed Peter with an harvest that Peter has never received before in his life. What God has for you, eyes have not seen it, ears have not heard, neither enter into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for you. And they are coming your way.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Why not rise up to your feet this moment? Rise up to your feet and appreciate God. Rise up to your feet and appreciate God. If anything came to you this way, I know something came across to you. Just lift up your voice and appreciate God. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. Lift up your voice and appreciate God. As we are about to take the communion, I want you to appreciate God. I want you to appreciate God. I appreciate God. I appreciate him. I want you to appreciate God. I appreciate God. Thank him for his word. The Bible says his word is forever settled in heaven. Forever. His word is settled in heaven. Forever. His word is settled in heaven. Forever. His word is settled in heaven. Forever. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus. As we take this communion, I want you to pray this prayer. Now, before we take the communion, for those that are just joining us, it's a communion service. Get a bread and mineral, something, pop, get biscuit and the pop to use as the communion, the flesh and the blood of Jesus. The flesh and the blood of Jesus. We are going to bless it. It is by faith that you remember when they took the communion, they were eating. It wasn't something special. They were eating. He just took bread from the table they were eating, and there's wine there. He took it and he blessed it. So you can take anything you have there. Amen. Glory to God. And as you take this communion today, I'm praying for you that the love of God will find expression in your life. Amen.